Used to be when you got sick, your only option was to make an appointment and haul yourself down to the doctor's office. In recent years, your options expanded to include so-called doc-in-a-box clinics where you could show up without an appointment day, night, weekends, holidays. Soon, many clinics began showing up in neighborhood pharmacies. Mary Shedden with Health News Florida reports on the next step in convenient healthcare, the interactive video healthcare kiosk.
Healthcare companies love talking about the future. There's even a certain sound to it.
Welcome to GuideWell's Healthy Human 2.0 exhibit. The future of health is here.
That's Pat Garrity, president of GuideWell, the parent company for Florida Blue Insurance. At a recent conference in Tampa, his company carted out products it expects to become part of Florida's healthcare future. One set to arrive in just a few months is a ready-made ultra-mini clinic that connects patients and doctors via live video stream. The clinic here, it's called HealthSpot, and it's got a photo booth feel to it. Inside, it's more like a souped-up version of those blood pressure machines you see in local pharmacies. Lisa Mon is HealthSpot's vice president of marketing. She steps inside the 9-foot by 7-foot booth.
Go ahead and take my temperature.
Closes the door and explains how patients use tethered thermometers, stethoscopes, and other devices to transmit health information to the doctor. Computer prompts and even the doctor on a video screen walk the patient through the steps of the checkup. Mon says a trained medical assistant is always working just outside the pod in case you need help.
All right, I'm going to do that. And then after we take all the vitals here, so I went ahead and took my temperature. And after you take all the vitals, we're going to connect with our doctor.
Dr. Robert Stone. I understand that you're here for fever and an earache. In a moment, I'm going to drop the door so that I can use an otoscope to take a look in your ear.
So you heard that click, and these doors are typically up here. So the provider actually has the control on his end to drop those doors with the tools that are needed.
Florida's first HealthSpot clinic should open for business later this year in South Florida as part of the existing telemedicine program with Miami Children's Hospital. Renee Finley, GuideWell's Vice President for Enterprise Innovation, says they also expect to introduce the concept to its Florida Blue policyholders. Finley says it makes financial sense.
We're looking for ways to decrease the cost in care delivery, so that's absolutely critical. We want to expand access, but we know that we've got to also decrease costs. So solutions like the pod allow us to offer a retail clinic at probably one-tenth the cost of a normal retail clinic.
Ammon Johnson is a healthcare technology veteran and chairman of Chicago's Connected Health. She was among the hundreds who toured the GuideWell exhibit, and she says this mini clinic hits at the core of what healthcare will be.
I think what's important to remember about what consumers are going to envision is not necessarily the specifics of what GuideWell's offering, but more of the general themes of make it easy for me, make it convenient, make it seamless.
Lindsay Gerald is a principal healthcare advisor at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He says expect those clinics and other similar technologies showing up in unlikely spots soon.
I do think we're going to be seeing healthcare delivered in places like grocery stores and other locations where you might not expect it. I think we'll see more and more of that over the next 5 or 10 years.
Gerald says there will be glitches with something so new and with something that involves the transmission of personal data. He says baby boomers may be more reluctant to try it out than, say, millennials.
That self-service feeling is going to play better to certain populations than to others.
His advice? Don't think this latest convenient clinic or any other new technology is the end-all and be-all. Something newer, faster, and more convenient is on its way. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
Learn about the professional chef offering free cooking classes as a way to help folks make better eating choices, and see other stories about you and your health on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.